speedbuilders.com.
Is that true during that whole one-year period that elapsed between the time you opened the business and the time the manager was fired?
Yes, I was there all the time. My child was in preschool, and the brother of my husband was there? My husband was not there at all. No, uh-uh. I even bought furniture and was the buyer, and, you know...
Are you talking now about the time after the manager was fired, or...
Yes.
...or the time before?
No, after the manager was fired, I was in charge of all the problems there.
Okay, let me go back.
All the problems. I never bothered my husband for that. This is something I have handled. Some of the problems, I mean, the problems with the client... You know, the problems with the client, furniture to be repaired, things to be returned to the factory, you know. But I never kept the books. Do you know what I mean? I never kept the books. We had an accountant for the books. It was an Egyptian accountant who spoke only Arabic, and that's it.
Did your husband keep any of these books in addition to the accountant?
Huh? I don't know, sir. I don't remember. No, I don't remember.
If I understand you now, after the manager was fired, your husband spent virtually no time in the business?
I was there, uh-huh. I remember that.
All right, the question now is not about your time, but about your husband's time.
Yes.
If I understand you, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
After the manager was fired, your husband spent virtually no time, very little time, at the business. Is that right?
That's correct.
Compare that to the time before the manager was fired.
Uh-huh.
During that 1 year before the manager was fired, did your husband spend much time at the business?
No, sir. We had a manager, and the manager had some designers. There was a lot of people there taking care of the store, yeah.
Who was the Egyptian bookkeeper, if you know?
I only know the first name. I don't know the last name. The first name was Magdi, like my husband. The first time, I don't know the last name.
Same bookkeeper during the whole period of time?
Uh-huh.
During the period of time before the manager was fired, that 1 year period while you had the furniture business,
uh-huh.
What was your husband doing during that period of time, if you know?
He had his other company, Urbanites, you know. He was working at Urbanites.
Did he have an office away from your house for Urbanites? Do you understand that question?
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. No. No. Could you repeat it once more, please?
Where was his office for Urbanites during that 1 year period?
What do you mean by 1 year period?
The 1 year period of time between the time that you opened the furniture business and the time that you fired the manager.
Did you decide it was 1 year only Urbanites had been created? Do you mean by this 1 year period that it's been 1 year since the creation of Urbanites?
If I confused you, let me try it this way.
Uh-huh.
You told me, I think you told us that Urbanites was created shortly before your son's birth of January of 1987. Is that correct?
Yes, all right.
Was there an office, was there an outside office or business outside your house for Urbanites before your son's birth?
Urbanites' office was in Huntington Beach. Has always been since the beginning in Huntington Beach. It was always within the same office, you know?
Do you know the address?
I don't know the figures, the right figures. I know the crossing streets, but I don't. I'm very bad with figures.
How about the crossing street?
Yes, it's Beach Boulevard and Stark. Is there such a street called Stark? Yeah.
All right, after the furniture business started, did your husband spend any time at the furniture business?
He would go on weekends, only on weekends. Sometimes we would open the store on Sunday, you know, on weekends, yes.
During the week, if I understand you, he was working at Urbanites all during that time period?
Yes, sir, uh-huh.
After you fired the manager at the furniture store,
uh-huh.
Did he work more or less time than he worked before you fired the manager?
Where, in Urbanites?
No, at the furniture store.
No, he never worked there.
At the furniture store?
He never worked at the furniture store, you know, and in Urbanites, Magdi worked a lot. My husband is a hard-working man. He worked a lot. No limit, you know?
When did you first start going to Urbanites?
To visit the office, you mean, or to...
That's what... Yeah.
Well, no. Do you need a precise... You want a precise date? What do you want?
What your best recollection is.
I would visit maybe twice a week. The office, go to take my husband twice a week from the office, you know, and have dinner with him. That's all, you know, social, you know, go and pick him up after work and go and have dinner with him, that's all.
Was this before your son was born that you visited like that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember at this point. I can't think right. I don't remember if it's... When was that? So much has been happening, you know, a lot of responsibility, you know, lots of responsibility.
When was it that his family first came to visit you?
Yes.
And live with you?
Well, they came before the child was born for a visit. They came for a visit. They went back to Egypt, and they came permanently, well, they came, yes, to stay with me permanently, probably right after the child was born, because when we came back from France, yes, the family came back, the father and the mother, and yes.
Back from France would have been after the 1 year birthday of your son?
Yes, they come and stay with us permanently then, but before they were also, But for a time they were coming on vacation, you see, and they went back to Egypt. But after, in 77, they came, the father and mother, permanently.
Are they still with you now?
The father passed away last year, and the mother is still with me, yes.